your job. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another Coffee Tea with me. Today I tell you that my heart is joyful because I've invited 11 warriors to come back, and 11 warriors accepted, and wow. I'll probably push this call along, and so be patient with me. I'll try to be patient with you, but I want everyone to have a chance to say what they have to say if they're an invited guest. And I want to start James, because James is the fourth person that I ever helped on the website. And at the time, back in 11, when I got his first email, he was going to school, and he had his full-time job, and yet he was able to do it. So, James, in 10 minutes or less, what do you got to say to the group?
Absolutely.
Anything you want.
Yeah, absolutely. Hi, everybody. As Mel mentioned,
Mel, you got to mute us. Mute everybody.
Okay, Chief. You can see that I now take directions better. But, John, you're slacking on the job, Donald. Welcome, John. And welcome, Catherine of the Desert, and welcome 218, who I, at the moment, slips me. But anyway, James, I've got to find you and unmute you, so just hang on, buddy. Okay. All right. James, is that you? No, that's Aunt Laura. Hang on a second. All right, I found you. James, come in.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, fine.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, hi, everybody, again. This is James. As Mel mentioned, I did start having this issue with what everybody's going through around 2010. After going through hell, trying to find somebody who can help me, going through different doctors, doing a lot of research, finally found Mel. By luck, you know, I guess God sent at that time. As he mentioned, I was going to school full time. I was working full time. I was under a lot of stress. I was single parent, going through a lot of difficult times with my teenager. I know my immune system wasn't doing well. So, and then I picked up what was going around at that time. To make it short, I know there's a lot of people. I don't want to go through my whole story. The first thing I did, connecting with Mel, as he always asked, to go ahead and educate yourself. There's a ton of information on his website now, even more now than ever, that will help you to direct you to the right place. The best thing I could have done is going on his protocol. The protocol was probably what initially started me to feel better, boosting my immune system, changing my lifestyle, lowering my stress. All I can say really to the people who are here now, it does work. It takes time. You got to be patient. It works. I did take some time off from school. After I got better, I went back. I got my life back. I went back to school. I got several degrees. By the way, I'm an RN. I work as a registered nurse. I'm in public health now. So as we were talking earlier with Mel, the protocol, it helps your immune system. So I, knock on wood, I don't want to jinx it. I have not picked up anything, especially with what's going on right now. I'm still on the very basic protocol. I'm still following that. I do break my diet here and there, but overall, I recommend to the newcomers, definitely listen to Mel, and it works, and he can help you. Okay, Mel?
What's life like after you get it back, buddy?
It was like a honestly, it felt like it was a rebirth. I mean, I was born again. My energy went through the roof. I was able to accomplish everything that I couldn't do before. Even while before I got sick, I felt better after I got sick than I was before I got sick. I don't know if that makes sense, but changing the diet, changing the lifestyle, it makes a huge difference. Huge difference. So it feels I feel like a new man after this whole thing was done. I felt like a new man.
All right. I tell everyone they got to be brave. Do you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I know it's very scary times. I'm not going to lie. I had cried, when I was going through the worst possible times in my life, nobody understanding me, nobody listening to me, people thinking you're crazy, all that stuff. But with the prayers doing what you got to do and being patient, it will pay off. It might take some time, but it will work.
All right. Is there anything else?
No, I want to definitely give enough time for everybody to get in. So yeah, absolutely. I can ask questions later if anybody has any questions.
Okay, well, it's a lot of years that you're better, and I so appreciate that you would take the time out of your life now to come back and share some of it with others.
My pleasure, Mel. My pleasure. Thank you. I gotta say thank you. If it wasn't because of you, I probably wouldn't be here today anyway. So thank you.
It's not about me, buddy. It's about promise made to the big guy. We're all here because of a 40-pound red-tailed hawk who talks.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
And if that's why they think we're all crazy, listen to your leader. Okay. So let's go across the ocean. I don't really know exactly where you are, Ruth, so I'm going to unmute who I think it is. Ruth, is that you?
Nope.
No. Okay, so let me go down here and see. Ruth, is that you? Nope. So you must have been the first one, and I thought you were Freddie Bean because Freddie Bean responds quickly. Okay, how about now, Ruth? Is that you?
Yes. Hello, I'm here.
All right. Ruth is another first. She is the first person that we ever helped in Europe. Ruth, what would you like to say to the group?
I want to say thanks so much for welcoming me in and that I could be a part of the Peakers All family, how I cured McGowan's. And I remember, I think I put a post up, and then I got a telephone call from you, and I was just so amazed now that you would ring me from America, ring the UK, and I mean I remember being so desperate at that time, and it had been an answer to prayer after being a while of desperate and searching, and then praying. And then just seeing your post about welcome to the UK and all of Europe. And it was like, oh, God, I think that's an answer to my prayer. I think because I had looked at the site already and I'd looked at your protocol, Mel, and I'd thought, oh, my goodness, I just don't think I can do that. It looks difficult. It's got weird things in like silver. And I just don't think I can do that. But once I thought, oh, no, God is answering my prayer, this is the right place to be. I then sort of thought, okay, God, if this is the right place, then I know it's going to be okay, and I just get on and do it. And in that first telephone call, you told me stop sugar, stop potatoes, rice, pasta. And I thought, oh my goodness, how am I going to do all that? And it felt incredibly difficult. But what made it seem a bit more possible was reading through all of the forum posts. So I read at that stage, it wasn't so long. I read it from the very, very beginning. I read every page. I spent an hour every day, and it took me about 6 weeks. I read every post, and it was reading people's stories, and reading that they could do it. So I read Teresa's posts, I read Monica's posts, and I thought, if they can do it, and Justin's post, then I can do it. And it felt very, very hard changing things in such a big way. And it's difficult because when you've got the rest of the family and they're not doing the same thing. But it is possible to do it. And the reason why I then wrote about my journey on the website was I think because, well, two things. Number one, because how helpful I had found it reading other people's posts. Monica, I think did you do every week? Something like that. It was amazing. There was like a post, you know, and the changes every time. And because I'd found that so helpful, I thought, well, I didn't manage every month. And so that was one reason why. And the other reason why was because my heart, as much as I love, you know, everybody, every country in the world, I'm thinking there's so many people in the UK and Europe, and I want them to realise this is for them as well. So I posted on that thread that had caught my eye, welcome to the UK and all of Europe. And I'm always looking for that post. Oh, is it how, where is it in the forum? Do people still realise you can do it from the UK? You can get the Logos pills from the UK. The people who are listening to this conference call now, if you're in the UK, if you're in Europe, you can get the sovereign silver. I can help you if you need to know how. You can get the log of stuff. If you're not sure about how to do it, I can help you. You can join on all of these calls. So that's my message for today, Mel. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
It was short notice. I called you yesterday. It was like 3:30 in the morning here, and I said, "Are you awake?" And you said, "Mel, it's noon."
yeah.
Thank you so much. Let me tell you that Monica is hearing that you read her thread, and when I explained to her that she was a superstar on our website, because she was really first officially dubbed Warrior. And I think that with that being said, it's time to unmute her if I can find her. Let's see now. Okay, this shouldn't be all that difficult, although... Okay, wait a minute. Where are you? Guys, we have so many people, I have to scroll up and down this thing to find numbers. Okay. Monica, can you hit *5 on your phone, which will raise your hand? Okay, hang on a second, maybe. Oh, there you are. I got you. Is that Monica?
Yes, I'm here.
Welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be back and to be a part of this. And first, I just, you know, obviously want to thank you for not only the opportunity, but, you know, basically giving me the tools to help me save my own life. You and John will always have a very, very special place in my heart. And, you know, I can't imagine life, you know, I can't imagine life without the knowledge I have now. And I just am very blessed that you called me to join this call. And, you know, I'm really just happy to know that my journey has helped so many people. And for it to even be mentioned is very much a blessing. You know, when I posted that, I was really doing it because, one, I'm a very, very expressive person. And so in order for me to get through things, I needed to write about it. I needed to journal it. And I kind of used the website to do that. And thank you for that opportunity. But also just to share knowledge in every way that I could, and also to encourage people, because I think so much of this is psychological. I think so much of this is spiritual, and it really, and I talked about it many, many times, it really does make you question how much you love yourself. And every single vitamin, you know, you've taken it for the thousandth time, and you're so sick of taking, you know, the supplements, and you're so sick of eating healthy. And, you know, I just had so many moments where it became a question of, you know, how much do I want to live? And, you know, obviously pretty freaking bad. So, you know, that's what I wanted to say. The journaling, I'm glad that's really there. I'm glad it's helped people. I'm glad that, you know, I try to be as candid as possible. So no one ever felt in their lowest point that they were by themselves. Like, you know, I was there, you know, myself's still there. There's people, it can be done. It really does mean, though, you have to ask yourself over and over, how much do I want my life? How much do I want, you know, the dreams and all the things I still have to do and my family and, you know, creating new memories. It really does become, you know, that simple. You know, there's many, I just want to say, since Morgellons, you know, I've become a little bit of a know-it-all on everything herb-related, food-related, supplement-related. I have so many of my friends using food-grade Diatomaceous Earth and Silver, and yes, even MMS. I have a lot of friends that I've turned on to Logos Nutritionals. And, you know, when you talk about your journey and people just see you healthier, they want to know what you're doing. No, not everybody's walking around with Morgellons, thank goodness. But a lot of people are walking around with compromised immune systems. And, you know, it's something that I think people take for granted. And unfortunately, we're in a time right now where, you know, a strong immune system means everything. So, you know, that's kind of what I wanted to say. You know, I'm just, everybody, you know, that's here, you know, that got to the other side of it, that's still taking care of themselves and choosing to love themselves every day by taking care of themselves. Like, you know, I want to commend you and congratulate all of you.
Okay, Monica, you know, I know when I told you that you were really a superstar and that so many people over the years have told me how much they attribute their success to reading your stories, and you're going to hear it today more than you already heard it, because it's true. But I'm really glad that you chose to come back and be a part of this, because you were the first warrior. We didn't even use that terminology before you, you know, so congratulations and thank you for your willingness. I mean, how many years you gone? 5, 6?
Yeah, it's been a really long time, you know, and I mean, you should see my cabinet right now. I tell people that, you know, I take pills like I'm a 90-year-old lady, like, you know, just hanging on to life. But the truth of the matter is that, you know, I can always, my body will always tell me when I've missed a day or, you know, missed or one piece of my, you know, how my modified version of the protocol, it has changed or I'm missing something. You know, you really develop an intimate relationship with your body. You develop an intimate relationship with food and how certain foods affect your body. I mean, it really is life-changing. I think because we are creatures of mindless living, prior to something like this, you know, you don't think about it. But then when you retrain yourself, it becomes second nature. And you're, you know, always looking at food going, or, you know, is that gonna make me healthier? Is that going to suppress my immune system? Like, how is my body going to react? You know, it just becomes second nature. It is retraining, you know, yourself and how you just relate to life itself, I think.
Okay, well, once again, you know, from the bottom of my heart, you know, when you said you were coming, you rounded out the 11 people of the 11 that I asked. And, I mean, to this is a day of glory to God, sweetie. Thank you for coming back. And thank you for making that post all the time, because yours is one of the journeys, and follow the journeys, and probably always will be, even if we change some of the others. So, thanks again very much, and hey, I'm just so happy that you came today. All right, to keep moving, and I tell you, I saw your hand, Les. I saw your suggestion. I think that, you know, I wish I could do it the way you suggested, but this is the highest attendance call we ever had, and I can't even see everybody at once. So let me try to do this by what I wrote down in the beginning and see if we can't keep on going. All right, Chrissy, I know that it's late where you are, okay, and you and Holly have been classified as warriors for your long-term commitment to trying to get well. Is there anything you'd like to say? Let me unmute you, Chris. I got to scroll down. Remember, folks, this is not a professional show, and I am not a professional. So, where is Chrissy? Ah. Okay, Chrissy. Hi.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Cool. First of all, Mel, I just want to thank you. This is all rather exciting, having everybody here. And when I heard that you said that Monica's here, I was absolutely excited and tickled pink. I want to say, Monica, to you that you helped me. You're before I even, for a couple of, I was ill for 6.5 years before I actually got on the protocol and before I got the help and properly joined the forum. And there was a time when I was so ill for a few years before that, that I found the website, but I would just read it and I wasn't actually part of it or take it or able to get the medicine. And there was one year when I was so, so, so ill and I would, I would read you every day and I would read it and it was so extensive, your journey, and you helped me so much that year tremendously, because every time when I was struggling I would say to myself, what would Monica do and how would Monica feel? And then I would look at your posts and I was basically I was listening to Christian radio around the clock, ironing everything like a crazy woman and trying to just stay alive. But it was like I developed a relationship with you, even though I didn't know you, through your posts. And I liked you and I saw you. I mean, everybody else's posts were amazing, you know, Teresa's, Justin's, Peter's as well. Everyone's was fantastic. But particularly, there was something about yours and you helped me so much, and so it means, I'm quite emotional that you're here. I was like, wow, Monica's here. it means a lot that you're here, and I can say to you that, you know, and I agree 100% with what you were saying about people question how much they want to live. And, you know, I feel for the first time for a lot of people, it's when they first, you know, it doesn't matter what age they are, it's when they get as ill as we have, it's about learning sometimes for the first time in your life to fully love yourself, like you were saying, and to go within, like it is a spiritual journey as well, but it's a journey in so many levels. And it's such a difficult journey. But another thing I want to say is, in general, like, so for 6.5 years, I was seriously ill with this and I'd kind of given up hope and I was very isolated and I was worn down and there was just no quality of life. And then out of the blue, you know, and then I joined the forum and then out of the blue, then I remember one day, I don't know, Mel probably remembers this, he gave me a phone call and he said, you know, you've been put on the foundation, and I was squealing with joy. And I was like, and it took a while after that to actually get the medicine, but I was squealing with joy. And when I, every time I get them, I couldn't believe it. I live in Scotland. You know, at first when I read the thing, it did give me great comfort because it's a fantastic forum. It really is fantastic. Before I even properly joined in, I would just read it. But to think, I never thought in my wildest dream that I would get help, you know, with the medicine from people that live thousands of miles away in a completely different continent that would care about someone that lives, you know, thousands of miles away. And yet you do, and they did, you know, and I'll never, you know, after all that time of just being, you know, and it's like a pair of trusty armbands in helping you to swim. And so the protocol is wonderful. Within a couple of days, I started to feel, I think my adrenal function had been completely, you know, probably for 20 years, not functioning. And, you know, the thymic formula, I think it started to kind of kick in. And I felt, you know, just in a very subtle level, there was, you know, I could feel it. You know, like Monica's saying, you start, you know, going within and having more tuned in more. This, you know, we have to be more tuned into our body, to our mind, to our psyche, to our spirits, you know. And but this community really helps us all to kind of join together. The prayer call, the, you know, the Saturday calls, the community in itself, and the forum is fantastic. I mean, so I just did so much reading alongside and got all the knowledge that I could, and you know, and the support of joining all the calls as well, that when you're having a rough day or a rough week, everybody knows. The support of it's such a weird thing, and yet everybody knows what you're talking about, what you're going through, what you've suffered, what you suffer. There's nothing strange because everybody understands, and that in itself. And another thing I would say is, you know, a big part of it also is mental attitude, because, you know, when you're on your own and you're kind of struggling with it, it's very difficult to stay buoyant. I kind of, you know, but, you know, we will come together. And even if we're struggling, we'll have a joke, we'll have a laugh when we're able to. And some people come at the start and they go, how are these people laughing? You know, and they think they must be well now. And we're not necessarily, you know, completely well, or, you know, and we're still working through our processes. But we've realized that we have to laugh for our survival. We have to see ourselves as, we are not this illness. We are still, you know, ourselves beyond it. And I think when people are suffering alone, they can forget, they lose themselves, and they think they are the illness, and the illness is taken over, and that's all they are. And you're not. We're still intrinsically who we are. We might have to modify a lot of aspects of our life while we're, you know, healing and working through things and everything. But, you know, it's important to, you know, realize that we still, and to touch base about things that we enjoy. If we enjoyed music before, tap into that. If we enjoyed going for a walk in the fresh air, you know, not to lose sight of it. It's a difficult journey. There's no, you know, two ways about it. It's tough and it's difficult. But anyone that's listening here, you know, it's not just about the protocol. It's not just about the food. It's, you know, it's not just about the community. It's about your relationship with yourself as well, and remembering who you are, and what makes you tick, and what makes you happy. And, you know, if you have a spiritual faith, that really helps as well. And reach out, you know, come to the community, come to the calls, you know, post. Don't be alone. I was alone for 6.5 years, and what did help me was Monica. When I wasn't posting, you helped me, Monica. But then when I became part of the community, it was life changing, as well as getting the medicine and the nutrients that I needed to actually help me. So I'm still on my journey, and I'm still healing just now. But I'm utterly. It's like night and day. It's like night and day being part of this community, but having the medicine now to help me, having the support, having dear, dear friends, and we care about each other, and we help each other through the journey. And this is a lovely call. And I think it's wonderful having everybody coming together, you know, to just encourage other people that are, you know, especially at the early stages of this, or are kind of sitting on the shelf, jump off that shelf. Dive right in, because you know, the medicine, the community, everything, it's like night and day. And I still pinch myself that it's actually real, that I get the help with the medicine and loads of other people do. And other people, I think you help people from New Zealand, a girl from New Zealand as well, didn't you, Mel? And people from, you know,
Australia.
All over the world get it. Was it Australia? Yeah. So, it's just we are very blessed to have this knowledge, to have the community, to have the support, to have the medicine. It's like night and day. It's like night and day. I can't stress that enough. And
going to break out into a song. Night and day. You are the one. No. We're going to give someone else a chance. Christy, I love you. I love Holly even more. And tell Holly that, you know, I'll call her tomorrow and sing as I always do on the weekends.
Okay, thanks a lot, Bill.
Oh, no. Thank you, honey. You sound terrific, even though I know you don't feel well. All right, we've been talking about, you know, this first and that first and this first. Well, let me introduce to you someone that most of you will remember, who was the first dual recipient. What does that mean? Well, not only is this person, in my mind, a warrior, but she was actually the original angel. And I unmuted all of you to give a big welcome back to Cheryl. Yeah!
Hey, Cheryl!
Wonderful.
Hey, Mel. Hey, everybody.
Hello.
So sweet. So
hey,
sweet.
Hey.
All right, Cheryl. I hope I didn't put you on. Wait a minute. I got to unmute you. I hope I didn't put you on the spot, honey.
Hey.
I just wanted you to know how much everybody was happy that you were here.
Well, it was really sweet. Very, very sweet to hear all of the greetings, and it was very sweet.
49 greetings, young lady. 49 greetings.
Oh, my goodness. Well, 49 thank yous to everybody.
What would you like to say, if anything? I know that you're not feeling well as well.
It's nice to hear everybody. There's new people that I've heard the names of that I don't know, but that I look forward to maybe getting to know and reading posts. It is wonderful to hear James. I don't know if anybody knows this, but James was my favorite call ever. I think he was on in 2017, and I thought his call was so encouraging because he went through a lot. And if I remember right, it took him about 3 years before he got better, and he got better suddenly, if I remember his story right. So I've always thought, wow, you can get better suddenly. I mean, I think even, Mel, there was a call that you asked me to do, and I think I even brought up James on that call, and I said, listen to his story and think about the fact that just because you don't feel good today doesn't mean you won't feel good tomorrow. There's always hope as long as you're keeping on, trying, not giving up. There's always hope. So for me, James is a symbol of hope. So I really appreciate him being here today and getting a chance to tell him that. And also, Chrissy's story was so encouraging, so sweet. And it made me realize how important those posts are. Always. They never stop giving. The posts people make, the stories they tell, they never stop giving. You don't know who will come back and read that and be encouraged, and it might change their life and give them a little hope. So it's just a great call, Mel. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And I bet that prayer and fellowship will be busier than ever tomorrow because, you know, everybody at the fellowship part of prayer gets to say hello or ask a question of everyone else who comes to fellowship and prayer, which we've been doing now for a while. And the prayer meetings always last much longer than the calls. but it's all good. All right. Is there anything else you'd like to say, Cheryl? I'm sure that everyone's smiling from ear to ear, dear.
No, but thank you, Mel, for the encouraging word. And it is really nice to hear everybody. My voice is a little, my voice is giving out, so I'm going to be quiet. But it's really nice to hear everybody.
Well, don't thank me, Cheryl. You are, if not number one, one of the most loved people that ever came through this website. So welcome home, honey. You make my heart sing.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Next up, again, we go to a first. And then we get to Mary. Not you, Wingo, the other Mary. But first, I want to hear from a mother and daughter team. Let me find you where you are so I can unmute you. This is my adopted little granddaughter and the first female recipient of part of my electric train set when she got all better. Where are you guys? I know you. Oh, there you are. Come in, Deborah and Carrie. Oh, and Carrie is also the author of The Hamburger Buns and Biscuits, which I made two biscuits, Carrie, this morning with my ham off the bone and Swiss cheese omelet.
Hi, Mel. This is Carrie's mother, which I'm now known as around this community here where I live. This is Deborah, and it's great to be here. And I'm kind of famous now only as being my amazing daughter's mom, so thank you for focusing on her first. But I'll speak just real briefly and then hand the phone over to her. I just wanted to say I wanted to speak mostly to moms and also to those who are just starting out. I think that's the toughest time when you're in that early stage. Maybe you're 2 weeks in, you're 2 months in, and you haven't really started to see a huge amount of healing yet. You may actually feel a little worse from detox. And it can be, I can remember that being one of the most difficult times in our journey, because we were really, this was 8.5 years ago when we came into the protocol and found Mel. And we were, you know, we didn't have the huge body of folks who have gotten well, the great cloud of witnesses, so to speak, that can stand up and say, this is what I experienced and this is what life used to be like and now I'm here. And so we just had a few folks really that were helping us along. And it's now a better time to get more gallons because we have such proof of how well this protocol works now after 10, 12 years. And so I wanted to say to those of you just starting out, and even those who are maybe 6 months in, you're 20, 30, 40% better, but it's still a long road to hoe in front of you, and you can get discouraged. The big thing for us was two things that Mel's constantly saying to you in maybe a different way than I'm saying it, but it's the same message, and that's that there's two areas. You need to be consistent, and you need to be persistent. And by consistency, I'll quote Mel. He always says, the important thing is the sum of the parts, not focusing on one individual silver bullet that's going to get you well. It's really tempting early on to focus on this one thing or one supplement that's going to get you there, when we all know it's the whole process, and it's that cleaning up and repairing of the bioterrain. That's really important in the early stages, and it's the thing I think we can most easily get off on in those early months. And then as you move on through the process, and you get kind of to the midway point, I think the persistency part becomes hard, because you get to the point where you think, gee, I've already been battling for a year and I've maybe got another year or two in front of me. How am I going to do this? And it gets easy to start saying, I can't keep going on. I can't tell you, as moms out there who are battling this right now, you have the burden of yourself and your family. Possibly your spouse. I did. My husband was sick too. And there were times, I got to admit to you, that I crawled into my closet, put my head in my pillow and screamed, I can't do this one more day. But Mel was there, John was there, and most of all, my Lord was there to pick me up, brush me off, put my armor back on and say, you will do this another day. You will continue because the life of your child is at stake. And that was the motivator for me. we had a particular hard time with persistency because we had an especially long battle. Mel will tell you kids almost always get well in a year and a half, and that's an absolute truth for 99.999% of the people. But we had a unique setting, our situation. Our daughter was adopted, and we had the privilege of adopting her, and she was given unprecedented, the people who were her bio parents were given just an unprecedented amount of exposure to her and ability to maintain their parental rights for 3 years, and that she was exposed to a lot of stuff. And we knew she had multiple toxicities even before we got to the point where Morgellons came to the surface. So it was a real rough ride for us. It took my husband and I pretty much the typical amount of period to get well. It took Carrie almost 5 years. So it was a very long battle, and there were many times we wanted to stop. But I want to tell you, scriptures say that there's pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning. And we are standing in that place now where joy has come in our life. And I have a beautiful teenage daughter sitting beside me. She's not only beautiful physically, she's smart. We dealt with extreme attention deficit disorder. I was her teacher as a homeschool mom. It was hard to teach her because she was so sick she couldn't focus. She's now an eighth grader taking college level courses in literature and getting A's in them. She is very bright. We had no idea how bright she was until she got well. We had no idea what her talents and potentials were until she got well. So we're standing in that time of renewal, and I guess this is a good time to talk about it with Easter tomorrow, Resurrection Day. We celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and it's a time to celebrate renewal and freshness in the world and fresh starts. And that's definitely where we are today. Our lives have been resurrected and renewed. We've been given a fresh start, and it's a very joyful time in our families. So I just want to encourage all of you who think you can't do it. You can, you will, especially if you're parents, you will, because of what is at stake. So that's really all I wanted to say, just a word of encouragement in that way. And I thank you for the opportunity to come, because it's been great to remember all that has happened for us and our family.
Well, we're honored to have you both. And, you know, you're sitting next to my favorite buddy.
I am, and she would kill me if I didn't hand the phone to her. So she wants to say hi to you, Mel. So can I give the phone over to her now?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, here she is.
Hey, Uncle Mel.
Hey, you know, I figured you must be about twice the size that you were when I gave you that train set when you first got better.
Well, I probably am.
No, I know. I mean, you always want to race me for money, you know, and I told you I ain't doing it. But I understand you can play the guitar, and you're really good in literature. You should help me with the spelling and the editing, the posts. I do such a poor job. What would you like to say to this group?
Well, I'd like to just make a point to the kids that it may seem like it's too hard for you. You may have to take a lot of yucky tasting medicine, and you may have to do a lot of things that you would rather not do. But I'm here as a survivor, and I'd just like to tell you to obey your parents and, most of all, just trust in the Lord. And, of course, listen to Uncle Mel. He's got a lot of great advice.
Thank you, young lady. I appreciate it. I appreciate you, Mom, and, you know, I love you, Daddy, too. Folks, these people have come to visit me on multiple occasions in my home for meals and visits over the last, 4 or 5 years now?
Yeah, I think so.
I haven't seen you, though, in, 2 Christmases now?
Yep, much too long.
Yep, much too long. All right, well, we'll have to figure something out this summer because I'm having withdrawals from not playing with the trains. You know what I mean, don't you?
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Carrie. Thanks for the hamburger buns and biscuits. Like I said, I had two of those biscuits this morning with breakfast.
Well, I'm glad that some people like my biscuits.
Hey, I love your biscuits. I smother them in Carrie Gold butter. Good. All right, young lady. God bless you, Mom and Pop, and thanks so much for coming and sharing.
Yep, no problem. We're praying for you.
Thank you. All righty, let's go. All right, next up is Mary. Come on in, Mary.
Oh, hi, Mel. How are you today?
I'm in all my glory. I mean, it's, you know, it's just
a
wonderful
great group.
Have all these people to come back and help out all at one time.
Yeah, because you're our fearless leader. And we owe so much to you making that promise to our Lord to help everyone for the rest of your life. God bless you.
What would you like to say to the group? Because it's not about me, sweetie.
I know. I was just listening to everybody else, and so I just thought I would just say just a little bit of who I am. So I got it. I got Morgellons 6 years ago. It was 2014, and my name on the forum was Mary the Canaanite woman, after Mary the Canaanite woman that was in the Bible, I think in Matthew, who begged Jesus and then got her daughter cured. But it was really for me. So anyway, I stuck with it, and I just was begging the Lord the whole time, and I was following the protocol very seriously. I was so, you know, when you get this, you're so shook. I wanted to be back to my normal self, my life. I was a mother of a 10-year-old at the time, and I didn't want him to get it so badly. I was so fearful of that. I thought, I really messed up somehow. But I know my personal story, and I know that I had separated myself from God, and I wasn't living the best life. You know, people on here were talking about loving yourself, so I really wasn't loving God or myself, really. I was taking everything for granted. So for me, this really woke me up, and I just got on the wagon, did everything Mel said, and I never cheated until I was – I didn't call it cheating because I read that – you know, once you got to a certain point, you could start trying different foods. So that's what I did, probably 3 years, 2.5 to 3 years later. So I really encourage everybody to stick to it. It was always so hard for people that we were all a group together at that time to stay away from sugar and stuff. But, you know, for me, I was just so scared, and I wanted my life back, and I wanted to live, that I was able to do it. Thanks be to God.
Now, the most consistent thing that I said to every single one of you, and there are a few things that I say to every one of you, but one of them is that depending on how much you love life is always been the determining factor on if someone has the ability to get well. That's the first thing I look for. Do you love life? And all of you who have talked so far said that you all love life, okay? Well, let me tell you, I love life, and even though there was no name, there was no way I was ready to die.
Exactly. So, I didn't want to die either. I loved life, but I wasn't taking good care of myself. I was living in an unhealthy way. So this got...
None of us take care of ourselves, or we wouldn't have gotten sick.
Right. So that's all of our comment. You know, that's a similar thread to all of our stories. But I was also a psychologist. You know, I am a psychologist. And so when I went to a doctor who touted down, you know, in my area to be a new medicine, I don't remember what the name of the place was, but anyway, holistic kind of thing. And I went in there and told her that I thought I had Morgellons. And she just looked at me and looked really strange at me and then started cracking up in my face. And she said, "That is really funny because you're a psychologist." And then she didn't believe it at all, of course, and thought, you know, it was Lyme's. She thought it might be Lyme or something, but I was so infuriated. I left there and never went back. And I stayed with Mel. So ever since, and the protocol really works. Every month I would post. Monica was also my in a way, like a mentor, or I don't know, like I went on the journey with her, but I never spoke with her. I would just read her posts. And so I sort of modeled myself after her because she was so helpful with the frequent posting of her journey that it lifted my spirits all the time. And so I thought, well, at least I can do that for others. But I couldn't do it weekly like she did, but I did it monthly. So I really encourage people to be a part of the forum, write if you're so inclined, but I really think it does help. And just know and have faith in the protocol. It really works. It's common sense. We have to get ourselves healthy. And Logos Nutritionals and John Bergsteiner, they have the formula. They have the best formulas, I think. They really know health and what it takes to make the body healthy. So I think that would be what I'd encourage people to do.
And okay, well, you were much really kinder well. Than you were when you got all well. Do you know what you said to me when you got all well?
What'd I say?
I don't care what you say, Mel. I'm 98.6, and I'm going to have a glass of wine on the weekend.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I want some of my old lifestyle back.
I said, okay, then.
Yeah.
I've told that to John many times because it cracks me up. Mm-hmm. And you know what? It's when I think I finally learned that when someone is satisfied with what they've accomplished, I got to be quiet and just cheer them on.
Yeah, you know when you go too far in poor eating.
What you taught me, is that when someone is totally satisfied with what they've achieved, then I got to just let it be.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. Is there anything else you want to say to this group?
Nope, just God bless everyone and have a joyous Easter.
Hey, do you think we'll ever go fishing together?
Oh, my gosh, I really want to. So, of course, there had to be this big pandemic now, and Mammoth is shut down. I was going to meet you up towards your way.
No.
So let's hope.
Do you know where Eagle Lake is?
And that is close. Is that in Nevada?
No, it's further north in California.
Oh, no, I haven't been up there.
Okay, well, there's a guy, he's a guide on that lake. His wife is now a doctor. She was once a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
She was the first person I ever helped. So I'm going to ask if he'll take me fishing for free this summer. And I figured if he says, yeah, I'll get you to come along.
That would be great. I mean, we're just dying to get out and back into nature. We've been locked up in our house for so long.
Here. I've been cleaning fishing gear and just hoping, but, you know. Anyway. Thank you so
Stay
much
hopeful.
For coming today.
I will. Thank you.
No, thank you. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
That's all.
All right.
Let everybody else have a chance. It was great to hear from everybody, and I'm going to stay on for a while.
All right. So I got to go with the first. Well, I guess he was the first official researcher. That's the best way to describe this guy. And boy, can he do research. I mean, that's his thing. Me, I'm not as in tune with that. I'm more in tune with each one of you and doing what I do best. But this guy can do research. So without further ado, let me introduce you to Peter.
Yeah. Hey, Mel. Thank you for that, for those kind words. I appreciate that. It's very, very thoughtful of you. It's good to be here, brother. It's wow. It's a journey back down memory lane for me. I would just say to your audience, first of all glory to God for my health. I found God's favor in my research and in the things that he's shown me. And I take great joy and sometimes get much too passionate about the honor that he has given me to contribute the things that I've been able to contribute to you and your community. And, of course, to come alongside you in the journey. goodness, I can remember coming alongside Monica back in 2011. She and her weekly posts, and as Mary just said, how uplifting they were, and how encouraging, and how much they gave me the will and the desire to continue. So, Monica, if you're still here, bless your heart, sister. It's been a very long time since we spoke, and so good to hear your voice and to know you're doing well. Deborah, I just want to shout out to you and to Carrie. Hello, Carrie. Congratulations on your college work and the things you're accomplishing. You are truly a blessing, sweetheart. And I can remember talking to you when you and Mel were sharing the excitement of having your train. And what a beautiful memory that is. I would just, you know, James, if you're still here, bless your heart, brother. And glad you're out there on the front line trying to help people with the coronavirus. Goodness, Mel, nobody shows up every day like you do. So, you know, God gives us each a different gift and a different measure of grace. I wish you'd given me a little bit more of that, Mel. But that said, you know, we're all branches attached to the vine, and we all produce different fruit. And your ministry of some 11 years now has produced some wonderful fruit, brother. And I'm one of them, and so many others that are here today. So, you know what? I'm just speechless in terms of how I feel right now. I am healthy six, 7 years now. I'm thankful to be characterized as essential services, so I'm able to work. I work in a senior community where I take care of 61 frail elderly, and it keeps me very busy. It's another ministry, more than a job, and so God has continued to allow me to function in that capacity. I'm also trying to bring Securative Healthcare Solutions, which is the consulting arm of John's ministry, here to the West Coast. Not having as much success as I would like, but I'm still trying to come alongside my brother John in that regard. Trying to continue to find the things that will benefit you, Mel, and your community behind the scenes. And as Jake and Rudd, who is the marketing guy for John's ministry, have said, divine appointment. I love that term. So God continues to bring people to me and to you through divine appointments. And you just, what a blessing. Thanks for inviting me here today. And, you know, I'm not going to say much more than that, except, again, I'm 6 years healthy. I continue one thing I did want to say real quick, Mel, is after you called me and invited me, the Lord put some scripture in front of me. And for everyone here, I think he was trying to tell me to bring this forth. And it's in Acts 14:22, where Paul said, it is only through much suffering that we enter the kingdom of God. And so the message I would have as a bottom line for you, community, Mel, is this disease is a blessing when we're in the midst of the battle and the struggle and the torment and the isolation and the despair and the hopelessness. You, Mel, deliver hope, and then the Lord comes alongside us. And it is a blessing. It may not appear to those of you that are in the midst of the valley of death right now, but the Lord is right there with you. He will walk you through it to the wilderness on the other side. And what I have always advocated for with my whole heart is the simple premise that the science is sound. The Logos Nutraceuticals represent 30 years of work in the family that go back to Carsten Bergsteiner, who, believe it or not, his license to deliver children was taken away. And he would not accept that and spent 8 years fighting to get his Hep C in remission so that he could return to delivering babies, which he so loved. And that's John's daddy. And he was successful. And I think that's the message that lays the groundwork for the science here, the hope here, the success stories here, the track record, the fact that nothing teaches better than experience. And, you know, the Lord has got all of us on a path. He has his hands on us, and just stay the course, as I used to say. Sending you guys all strength and love. I'm still doing my best to make discovery or share my testimony with people when those divine appointments arrive. So, Mel, thanks for the honor to be here today. Brother, you know, in our history, I have been difficult in the past. My problem is I have such a passion that I sometimes forget how to bind my tongue, but I think you know my heart as I know yours, and I'm just glad you show up every day for these people. And I just want to encourage everybody that you can get your life back. You can fulfill things, and you will come out the other side of this in such a better place, in such a better place. I don't take any prescription drugs anymore. I'm 66 years old. You know, I have the two guiding, the guiding principles that I've learned and followed through your leadership, Mel, have just been invaluable to me. No prescription drugs. My blood pressure, which was high, is now like 130 over 70. My resting pulse has gone from 81 down to like 70. But most importantly, you'll know you're getting well when you have energy and thankfully the mental clarity that will return. So that's it, Mel. I just want to sit back here and say blessings to all these beautiful people and thanks for all you do. And yeah, carry on, folks. This is you're in the right place. And I love you all.
Thank you very much, Peter. Appreciate you taking the time and coming back and sharing your thoughts. All right. Let's find another oldie but goodie. My original Aunt Laura. She's a poet, by the way. I got unmuted. That might help. I get carried away having too much fun sometimes in the calls. I'm coming, Aunt Laura. I'm in trouble. Come in, Aunt Laura.
Hi. Yes, and just want to say thank you for inviting me back as well. And I'm just thrilled to be able to lift the spirit of all the people that are listening, because every single person that you've heard already, we were in the same place that you are today. I remember listening to warriors that have overcome this disease thinking, I wish I was 2 or 3 years into this protocol because that could be me. And but it does take time. So please do not give up. And I promise you in a few years, you will be this person on the call. You just have to have hope and just believe it. And we all started with a similar story. You know, things are different. Some of us have different, had different symptoms, but we all started with a similar story and the nightmare of going to try to find answers and researching this symptom and researching that symptom. And if I can encourage you to do anything, please stop doing that. Research the protocol. Research those wonderful, wonderful things in the protocol and understand how the liver CS is helping your liver. Understand how the thymic is helping you. Understand how this protocol helps to restore the integrity of your bioterrain and your immune system. And research that. Research things like that. And I still reach out to my brother Peter all of the time. And one of the things that I learned was about stevia, how when I would see little spots on me, I would just put a little stevia on it, and I have no fear. To this day, if I get a little spider bite, I put stevia on the spider bite, and I don't fear it anymore because I have that much faith. I'm taking the protocol daily, but I don't take what I did in the beginning because, you know, now that I'm better and diet, oh my goodness, even now, if I eat something that, you know I shouldn't be eating, I punish I get punished, I guess. My body tells me, whoa, back off, don't do that. So you just really have to learn to read your body. And your life will never be the same. It will never be the same as it was before you got this disease because of the knowledge that you have gained and understanding the importance of good food choices, learning how to look at the ingredients in the different foods that you eat, and just understanding how eating the right foods at the right time of day. I mean, so your life will never be that old life again. It won't. But you'll have a better life. You'll have a life of understanding the importance of sunshine, of understanding the importance of making those food choices. And I also want to encourage you to start your own journey, because when I started writing, and it took me a while before I started writing, but when I started making posts, it really helped me to go back and look at my own journey, like, wow, I remember when I felt that way, and I don't feel that way anymore, and I'm feeling better. So I really want to encourage you to do that, to help you on your journey. And just like everyone else, just that you've heard, don't give up. Just stay the course, as Peter says. Pray, show up for those prayer meetings, because they understand what you're feeling, what you're going through. They understand, and God is there. He is, and He will bring you through this. But He's put the right people in your life to help you. So I just want to encourage you to please just don't give up, and find that little goal, those little short-term goals that'll help you get through a day, and then a week, and then a month, and you can do this. You can absolutely do this. So again, Mel, thank you for inviting me back. I feel very privileged, and I thank God every day that that I found this community, that I am stronger because of the protocol. And so again, I also give glory to God, and I want to thank you as well.
Okay, well, thank you very, very much, Aunt Laura. It's nice to hear you. I'm sure many people know and remember and also enjoy hearing you today. Welcome back, honey. All right, some anonymous, we got three of them, four of them actually. Okay, but one anonymous has their hand up, so I'm going to unmute you and see who this is before we continue, because we got Kelly, we got Donna, and we have Leslie yet to go. So, anonymous, who is that?
It's Timothy.
Ah, welcome, Timmy. Well,
yeah.
I hope you're getting some of this. There's a lot going on, huh?
Yeah, no, I'm so sorry I was late. I got a bit carried away with something, and then I was like, wow, okay, I really can't miss this call. I've read Peter's posts and threads, and it's not just his thread, but what I wanted to say to him was that, you know, clearly he's a man who's got a massive heart as well as yourself, you know, and like many in this community. And I've seen him post in other people's threads who were there around the same time that he was, always giving encouragement, always sharing bits of knowledge, sharing what he learned with other people. And I admire him and others that I've read stories from enormously. So to hear his voice and his story and his belief and his conviction and his vigor and his drive is very, very inspiring. And equally, I'm terribly sorry I missed a few people before because I came late.
All right.
It's
recorded and it'll be there for you by next Wednesday. All right, let me move on and get our other guests in here. All right. So, let's see. Can you hit *5, Kelly? Wait a second. All right. I know who Kelly is there. Come in, Kelly.
Hello, Mel and everybody.
Thanks for your patience.
You're very welcome.
Well, what would you like to say to the group? You know some of these people too, don't you?
Oh my gosh. It's so good to hear everybody. I'm going to say Monica, definitely. My rock star. Rock star Monica. And I used to read her threads over and over and over, and it just gave me so much hope and inspiration. Ellen too. I don't know if you guys remember Ellen's threads. Awesome. Peter helped me so much. I remember calling Peter before because my muscles were doing these weird things, and he just told me what I should do to make that stop, and it worked. And Mary, this was all her threads were incredible. And then, so that's the big thing. When you get this and you're going through it, who else who has a illness gets to have all these people as their support system? We're the luckiest people in the world, really. And other people that are sick, they don't have this. This is incredible. And then Ruth is my, she was my baseline. So I feel like a kindred spirit with Ruth because she was just a little ahead of me. So she was the one that I would check when I would get a new symptom. I'd check back a few weeks on Ruth's threads and her posts and see, okay, she had that too. And it just was so comforting to me to have all these people. They were my angels. I mean, Mel is my biggest angel, but everyone, it's just an incredible family, an incredible community, and we're all so lucky to have found this site. And it has been my honor to do whatever Mel calls me and asks me, can you do this, can you do that? I'm like, oh, my God, I bow to him. And I know he never wants it to be about him, but sometimes it has to be. And if there's just people that are going through it right now, I would just like to remind them that there are ups and downs. You're feeling better, but then you have a little setback, and then you get a little depressed. But you have to remember the setbacks get shorter and shorter as you have them. And then all of a sudden one day you realize, I haven't had a setback in a while. And then one day Mel tells you you can do the happy dance, and I'm going to cry. And it's amazing. So I just want to thank everybody. That's really what I just have to say is thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Well, thank you from Kelly from Massachusetts. I bet my friend Donald is thrilled to hear you. I know that he's on occasion had communication with Ellen, and I believe you as well. But,
yeah.
You know, there are people out there that are in that part of the country that don't know that no matter where you are, you come here and become a community member, you got a 90% chance of getting better. You just got to be willing to put in the work, make the changes. We call it the sum of the parts. Thank you very much. Okie dokie. Let's go ahead now. I would imagine it's, where is Leslie? All right. Cheryl, Leslie took over trying to keep me in line all the time, except she's a Yankee fan. She's got a baseball bat, so, I mean, I really have to behave. Come in, Leslie. No, that's not Leslie. Okay, where are you? Oh, boy. I have to keep scrolling. How about Leslie hit *5? Why can I not find Leslie? Ah! That's why. She's way down. Up. All right, come in, Leslie. I got it. Don't hit me, Les.
Well, hello, everybody. And I just want to say, first of all, Cheryl, I am so glad that you're back so you can now take over being the mother of peaceful relations with Mel. So that's our joke, Mel and I. But I just want to say, oh my God, Mel, thank you so much for such an awesome and, as I said in my thread, an epic call to have all of the past warriors to come back and speak to all of us. It's just, I've read each and every one of your stories. Listen to all of the conference calls like a year back when I first started. I started June of last year of 2019. So I went back a whole year to 2016. I heard Monica and Ellen and Peter and Kelly and all of you guys and Laura, everybody that's all of the past warriors. And you guys gave me so much hope. that, you know what, it's possible to regain and restore your health if you be bold, be brave, put the work in, do all of the sum of the parts, buy coaching, listen to Mel, even when he take out the hockey stick and you don't like it. But I'm telling you, you guys have really blessed my life, and I'm so happy to be almost getting ready to do my happy dance, you know. So I don't know, I'm just getting to this last like 5% or 3% is really, really, this thing is fighting, but I'm going to get there to do my happy dance. And I just want to say to all of the newbies that are here, as Aunt Laura just said, this is a great community. It's nowhere else that we know of where you find a community that becomes family and you have so much support. And to have such a great leader as Mel, such a passionate person as he is, just to see everyone restore and regain their health just as he has, and has all the other warriors that went before us. They're our great cloud of witnesses, and I really, really thank God for each and every one of them just journeying their stories and just coming back to share, paying it forward, and that's what it's all about. So thank y'all so much. This is the first time ever being on a call with you know, we're hearing all of you, your voices actually at one time. So it's really amazing and it's really exciting. But the protocol works. If you work the protocol, it's going to work for you. And just, just staying faithful and being bold and fighting this thing back, because it does fight you. But if you're bold and you're courageous and you think about how you want your life back and your health restored, you will definitely you'll definitely win this battle with regaining your health. So thank you so much. And it's just good to hear everybody. So newbies, if you're listening, and I really pray that you are, be encouraged. Come to the calls. Come to the prayer services. That's so powerful and awesome on Sundays, where we get to pray for one another and the powerful prayers are going forth and God is hearing us and answering our prayers, and we're having fellowship, and you'll gain friends, and, you know, you have all the support. Everything that you need is in this community. So thank you all for coming. Thank you all for sharing. And I'm just so excited. So I'm going to be prayerfully joining the old warriors as well. So to God be all of the glory for all the great things that he has done and that he is doing. So thank you so much. Thanks, Mel.
Oh, no. Thank you very much. Just a little choked up here. All right. So I think next up, and if I'm not mistaken, this might be number 11, is Donna, who is officially our last Happy Dance video. Donna has a four-part version of her story. All you do is put Red Cardinal in the search engine, and all four parts in increments will come, and she tells her story from beginning until today. So, without further ado, the lady who got so heavy I had to put her in pink sneakers and make her run with the elephants, our very own Donna. Now I have to go unmute her. Hang on, Donna, I gotta find you. All right, Leslie, you were right. Let's see. Donna, hit star 5, will you? Ah, there you are. I got you. Come in, Donna.
Hey, Mel. Yeah, the weight part, yeah, you know, I complained to you so long you were tired of hearing it about me losing weight. And yes, the weight does come back on, everyone. It really does. But what I'd like to say is thank all these past warriors for coming here today. I mean, how wonderful to hear all of your voices. Most of you have never heard your voices before. I've just read your, you know, your stories. And like everyone says, that's what gets you, you know, through this. It's, you know you're not alone. You know other people have made the journey and made it successfully. It's just a great help. Especially Mary. She was one that I really connected through her stories, and I read through her journey many times. And Mel was kind enough to ask her to call me, and I'll never forget that call. And we texted back and forth a few times, and she really encouraged me, inspired me, and I made it through the journey. But it wouldn't have been without my current, you know, friends and community members that helped me as well. And also like Ruth and Chrissy and Cheryl. Cheryl, I'm so happy you're back. I can't wait to visit with you. And Leslie and Laura and Kelly, those were all people that were currently going through the journey when I came down with this in October. Well, I came down with it October of 17, and I found Mel, and he called me on his birthday. So that was a sign right there that I was meant to find this community and find Mel, and I knew that I had to pursue this, and this was the path that God led me to. So I don't feel it was a coincidence at all. I feel God led me to that. It led me to Mel, and my journey was through ups and downs like everyone else's. In fact, 5 months before I did my happy dance, and like Kelly said, Mel tells you when you're ready to do the happy dance. I still wasn't convinced. I guess you go through it so long you don't realize that you're well. But just 5 months before, I broke down on a conference call, never thinking that 5 months later I would be well. And this has been just the most I don't even know what to say. I'm so emotional right now. A journey that I will never forget. And as Aunt Laura said, you will never be the same, but you will never be the same in a good way. You will never take your health for granted. You will never take the simple things in your life for granted again, your health either. And I, if you read on my post this morning, I said that, yes, I got a little concerned when all this, you know, crisis pandemic we're going through came about. And then after talking with others and realizing that, you know what, I'm better prepared than I would have been before I got Morgellons. So, yes, even though Morgellons is really a difficult, horrendous journey, in some ways it has proved a blessing for me. So I just want to encourage all that are new here, know that you found the right place. Continue to follow the protocol. Have coaching with Mel. And most of all, what I can say is trust in the Lord. So that's about all I wanted to say today. And thank you all for coming.
Okay. Well, it's very hard to read our board because there are 51 people on this call, which is a new record for our website. Now, I know John B. is here, and he's been here since July 14th of 2006, and we still talk to each other. It's amazing. But before I let him talk with all of you, I want to find Joe. Joe, you and Ward are the two newest people on the call, and so I want to come to you two and see if there's any question you might have. Joe? Come in, Joe. Okay. Okay, wait a minute. How about now? Is that you, Joe, 515?
Oh, yeah. Must have been on mute still. No, Carrie and I don't have any questions at the moment. Just really appreciate everyone calling in, sharing their stories, especially those who are brand new to this and looking to embark on this journey. So it's just very helpful.
Okay. Now, I don't know where Ward is because some people dropped off the call and then they came back, and so everybody kind of got jumbled. Ward, if you're still here, would you hit star 5 so I can give you an opportunity if you have any questions? Okay, well, I think he might have left. But, you know, oh, wait a minute. Is that you, Ward?
Yeah, hi. Yeah, Ward, I'm here.
Okay, do you have any questions at this time? I didn't mute you. I see your hands up. You were talking.
Hello.
It was good. Yeah,
yeah.
We're here.
Yeah, there's a little delay. That's just star 5 on my end. There seems to be a little delay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, fine. Do you have a question?
Well, I'm fairly new to this, and I really don't have a question right now, with the exception that you had mentioned earlier, I think, that if I called you, we could have a little chat, maybe.
If you email me with your phone number, I'll give you a call tomorrow in the morning.
Okay, good. What time's a good time for you to call in the morning?
Well, what time zone are you in?
I'm in Mountain. It's 1:30 now.
Oh no, I understand that. Okay, well, I start every day at about 5, but we won't call you then. How about 9 o'clock your time?
We would. Would 9:30 or 10 be a problem for you?
9:30 won't. 10's when I break for breakfast, because at 11 we have prayer and fellowship.
Yeah. Well, maybe about 9:30. I'm trying to sleep a little later in the morning.
No, that's all right. No problem. 9:30, you got it. All right, young man. I'm glad you came today. I'm sure you got an earful. Write those questions down, because if you really have a toxic disease, you also have some brain fog. All right. Is there anybody who has a question that they'd like to ask someone who was a guest on the call? If you do, hit star 5 now, because if you don't, we're going to move on to John. If you have a question for someone who was on the call, all right. So now, okay. Is that
Mel?
You again, Ward?
Yeah, Mel.
Yeah.
Mel. Yeah, Ward again. I'm sorry. Give me that email again. Make sure I've got it correct.
Mel, right, my name, at howicuredmorgellons.com.
Okay, got it. I got it.
Good. If you don't got it, think of my name and look at the website title. You'll get it. All righty. Does anybody have a question? Now, come on, if you do, now's the time to ask. And Donna, my boy, this was really emotional for you, huh? Okay, good. I love this guy. Come on in, Donald. I'll bet you're happy to hear from Kelly, huh?
Yeah, it's nice hearing from Kelly, that's for sure, yep. My question is for Peter. I'd like to know what his experience is with black spores, if he ever had black spores and how he controlled that.
Okay. I think that, let's see, I got to find them.
What is your understanding?
Peter, let me just give you some background, okay?
Okay.
His co-infection, definitely mold exposure, long term. Maybe he's got a touch of Lyme bars, maybe. But man, the mold has got him.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a tough challenge. And hey, Donald, how are you, sir? Donald and I have actually come alongside for a period of time now, and so he's made me aware of that challenge and how he's had discussions with you about how to remediate through it. So he's in good hands, but it's a tough challenge. At any rate, as far as Donald, what is your understanding of the spores?
Well, my understanding of the spores is they're produced inside the body, and they're purged out of the body. And when they come out, they dry out and they uncoil, creating the little fuzz balls or lint balls. I'm not sure. Am I right on that?
I think you're basically on point with that avenue of discovery. And I would suggest that if you have time and are inclined to take a look at carnicominstitute.org, at which point you can find more information about the chemistry of fungus and this particular bacteria that I like to call the Morgellon structure that's orchestrating everything. But you're on the right path, and I would encourage you to continue down that path. And it's a very, very compelling subject, the spores. I can just say this. I'm fully persuaded they're part of either the waste of infection, part of our detox, and probably with the flip side of Morgellons and the mystery of Morgellons always having two sides, probably also plays a role in the reproductive process of there's like different stages that these pathogens and parasites go through in their reproductive cycles. And I think that's one of them. That's why we'll see it in our bed, or you guys will see. I don't anymore, thankfully, but you'll see it in your sheets sometimes. And of course, Mel has some interesting views from his experience too. So it's a very compelling subject, but I would think you're on point, bud. Good job.
I think that the spores that are becoming more prevalent, fam, at this time are because we've got them on a nebulizer with silver and we're pumping them and killing them in the lungs.
So a detox reaction, absolutely. And that's what our recovery is. You and I both know that. The recovery is, a four-phase recovery.
The good news is, right, Peter, that because this is happening, that means that the nebulizer and the silver are working.
Absolutely. I would concur with that, yeah. And you know, Mel Donald is in what I would characterize, in my humble opinion, as the later stages of his detox, which is how I like to look at our recovery from this. I know you would probably share that same view, that there's four stages. The nutraceuticals has to occur first. That's why the protocol brings people around so quickly. You have to restore the mitochondrial function at a cellular level. Second, you've got to improve drainage, which is elimination pathways. The protocol does that too. And move lymph, the exercise part of it. Then third, you've got to go through those two phases. And then third, you've got to go through the phase where you restore the microbiome of the gut. That is critical. And lastly, you want to, that reverses the dysbiosis and the small intestinal bacterial overgrowth and actually allows the gut flora, when we get more varieties, to express genes. And those genes then turn on immune response. So, and lastly, you've got to then let the body, and this is where I have so much trouble with trying to convey this message to people in the toxic disease community. You've got to then allow the body, the immune system, to take out the infections on its own. We were created from the inside out. So if you got a problem, you don't go locally. You go inside and let the body do it. And if you go through those four phases, you'll find yourself in the position that myself and so many other warriors here are. And Mel, your community provides hope, and your library and forum provides resources. And people like me, through divine appointments, give the assurance and the personal mediated experience that it's real. And so, thanks for that.
There's one other thing that I put in the equation, Peter, besides those four things.
Mm-hmm.
If one is in an environment that is toxic, one must totally renovate the toxicity, or one must leave the premises.
Yeah, that's the tough choice.
Continuously reinfects themselves with the same thing, they will continuously put an enormous amount of stress on the immune system. And the best they can hope for is to hold serve.
Yes, that's very profound, and it's important that your audience and your community understand that. We're under an unlimited amount. John has made us so... Bless your heart, John. I'm glad you're here today, by the way, while I have an opportunity. And John has made us so aware that we are under such a daily assault from the environment, unprecedented. We've never experienced the amount of toxicity. And Mel, you're well aware of this too. Overhead, in the food, in the water, in the air, Mel, you make your community aware of that, and that's very important. That, you know, the immune system can only handle a limited amount, a number of insults. So the key is to reduce the insults to the body through the behaviors and the methodologies that you teach here, that we find here. And that's why we get the results here. So, again, it's such a simple thing, yet such a challenge to overcome. But if we can embrace those simple truths and your guiding principles, Mel, and understand what John and Logos teaches and supports here in the science of restoring the terrain, and go through those four phases one at a time and be patient, you will succeed. It happens every time. So anyway, I don't want to take any more time. I just wanted to have an opportunity to throw that out there. Donald, great question, brother. I love you. You stay. He's becoming quite a researcher himself, Mel.
No. Excuse me. Robert Scott Bell loves him because he always comes up with these good questions. Oh, no. Hey, Peter, I know you two have been talking because he sounds like you.
Yeah, he's been a tremendous blessing in my life because he has such a big heart and he has such an eagerness to learn and such a willingness to serve. I don't want to get emotional, but Donald has taught me how to temper, again, you know, sometimes my passion for wanting people to heal restrains me from holding my tongue, and it gets me in a lot of trouble. Mel, nobody knows that better than you. But Mel, Donald, thank you. Donald has
we both suffer from the same disease.
Yes, and the Apostle Peter had the same problem, so it's ironic that I have that name. I almost feel like, you know, God kind of was trying to make me aware of that now that I'm in that position. But Donald, thank you. Donald has given me a heart more centered in grace and unmerited favor. And for that, he is one of the greatest blessings of my experience with Morgellons. And there's truth in that. Amen.
Thank you very much. You see, Donald, I have my drones watching you. All righty. Is there anybody else who has a question right now? Or we're going to unleash John. I call him John Baptist. He'll kill me. John Berksteiner. From Logos Nutritionals. Now all I have to do is find them to unmute them. Before I do that, Donna, do you want to say anything else? Because I know you started to break down there before. And you are our latest recovery.
All I want to do is say and thank you very much, Mel, for everything you do and have done. I appreciate you.
Thank you very much, Donna. I appreciate you. I appreciate you all. You see, I look at it like you're all children, and when you get better, it's like you grow up and move out. But when you come back, it makes my heart sing, I'll tell you. So, let's go ahead and say hi to John, who's been going through this with me every day, every single day.
What a privilege, buddy. What a privilege. I can't tell you how glad I am that you have had me muted through this, because there is no way I could have talked most of the time. I was so choked up. It's really been just an incredible afternoon, and just so much joy and so much hope and gratitude. And, you know, I'm just so thankful to be a part of what God is doing in our midst. Because if this isn't life transformation and, you know, God's heart at work, I don't know what is. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And I won't even try to name all of you who blew me away today, because each of you did. And I wouldn't want to leave anybody out. But I do want to thank everyone for coming and sharing from their heart, and just all the encouragement. Because I tell you, we are living in unprecedented times, and we are in the midst of an incredible storm and something that the world has never seen. And, you know, this pandemic situation that we're going through right now is going to have some devastating impacts on the world's economy, and there are going to be, you know, consequences of that. So, you all, you know, the message that we have been walking together now for all these years, that the problem is not the virus or the pathogen, the problem is your bioterrain. I mean, our message has never been more on point than it is right now. So I do ask for you guys' prayers, because I don't intend to hide under a rock. I intend to have a voice, and it's the voice of freedom and freedom of access to natural medicines, you know, and rather than being forced, having vaccines that have not been tested forced on us, we should have the freedom to be able to take care of our own bodies and our own lives. And that's going to come under fire, and I may come under fire for standing up for it. So I ask for your guys' prayer for that. It's just too important not to. I also do want to offer a gift, a ray of hope, light, and it's in the form, believe it or not, of another conference call or a podcast from yesterday, where I interviewed a medical doctor named Frank Schallenberger, who's a world-renowned anti-aging medicine doctor. For the last 15 years, he's been treating lots and lots of patients using hydrogen peroxide therapy, which actually happens to have a whole lot of merit for any kind of infection, acute infection, especially of a respiratory nature. Because the thing that's actually killing people who are dying from COVID is lack of oxygen, is hypoxemia in the body. So if you can put oxygen directly into the lungs where it's needed the most, while killing the cells that create, that cause the virus to replicate, it's a right on target type of therapy. So my message is, listen to the podcast, and if you're find yourself challenged and threatened with a situation that's spiraling, it's definitely something that has an incredible value. It's not expensive, but it is something that demands to be done correctly. So if you look into it, please look into it completely and thoroughly, so you don't do things wrong, because you don't want to put hydrogen peroxide that's 35% up, into your lungs. You have to dilute it dramatically before you can do that. But it is, it's a powerful medicine. I also want to mention the drug that everybody's talking about, hydroxychloroquine, is actually a drug that is made from quinine. And quinine, you all probably all remember, was what was used to help folks in Africa deal with malaria. And it works quite well. And what it does is it causes the cells to open up and accept nutrients more effectively. So if you combine chloroquine with zinc, you get a lot more zinc into the cell, and the zinc has antiviral properties that knocks out the virus. So if you can't get chloroquine, as long as you can get quinine water or tonic water, like Schweppes tonic water, you've got quinine. And then all you need is zinc. And now you've got a very powerful natural solution as well to help you boost your immune system during these times. So I just wanted to share this information that Dr. Schallenberger was sharing and get it out there, because it's not like these things cost any money, and they're accessible.
Let me say, John, that podcast can be viewed on howicuredmorgellons.com in the forum under Good News for Toxic Disease Sufferers. We had Glenn put it in this morning, so when you mention this, people would have a reference to go to.
Good.
Now, if you have any questions about anything John said, don't do it. Call John first or send him an email, and he'll call you to make sure you do not hurt yourself. Because in the guiding principles, the very first one is, first, do no harm.
Amen.
All right, John, what else would you like to say?
Well, I'd just like to say thank you as well, brother, for your determination and persistence and grit and faith. It's a beautiful thing. I definitely am just so grateful that God brought our paths together, because you can see the fruit of that has been lives touched and lives transformed. And that doesn't happen without hard work and dedication and passion. And so I'm just couldn't be more grateful for you.
Okay, well, I feel the same way about you, my brother. Okay, it took a couple of years of hard work and other entities, other things we needed to bring forth to create a protocol that's as dynamic and effective as this is. So thanks for standing there beside me from the first day after they told me I'd be dead. You know, I'm not dead yet, John. What happened?
Oh,
all righty.
You're too honored to die.
Say what? Oh, too honorary to die? Yeah, that's probably true. All right, well, this is an equal opportunity show. And even though this is a question up late, let's see what she's got. Is that Mary? Mary, is that Wingo?
Yes, it's Wingo, Mel.
Had your hand up?
Yeah, I had my hand up. I moved out of the environment with the mold situation. And I'm kind of feel for it. I'm hurting a lot that I'm going to infest this new apartment. And I'm dealing with a lot of heavy metals. And so I would like to ask if you, Peter, or John have any suggestions for that.
Yeah, you know what I'd like you to do with this question?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to make it a question in the forum.
Okay.
And then we'll have it in print forever and ever. Because there are a lot of different opinions and parts. And I think that it would be good to get them all. So you get John, you get Peter's, and then you'll get mine, which is what John told me to do back then. All right, Mary, you put that question in the forum. We'll get it up in the morning, and we'll get everyone to answer that question for you. All right. This was unbelievable.
God bless you, Mary.
This was an unbelievable day for me, guys. I mean, you got no idea. Those of you who are willing to come back and help out, hey, may God smile upon you. Those of you who are relatively new, I mean, and you just heard 11 people over the last 9 years talk about you can get well here if you're willing to do the work, you love life, you're willing to make change. We'll be back next week, and John is going to be our special guest. That's right, John Bergsteiner from Logos is going to explain the basic protocol for both Morgellons and Lyme, and then the extensions, and how each one of the pills we're asking you to take is going to do something, and it's going to be in terms that you're all going to understand exactly what's going on when you take the big yellow guy, when you take the little green guy. And John said he would do that. He did this once in the testimonials in a post why this protocol will work. But I'd like to get a good update because there have been changes since then. And he's graciously accepted to come on the week of the 18th. Let's make sure he remembers. Let me unmute him. Where'd you sneak off to? There's so many people I have to scroll each time I go up and down here. Put your hand up, John. Oh, there you are. You're going to be here next Saturday, right, buddy?
Yes, I'm very much looking forward to it.
Okay, well, I want to thank, like I said, all of those who came and partook. All of those who are new, hope you got a whole bunch out of this. Really, this is the most amazing community on earth for toxic disease sufferers. And like I said, 51 people today. Wow. Incredible. God bless you all. We'll be back tomorrow. I'm going to unmute so everybody can say goodbye. Bye-bye, everybody, and thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you for everybody.
Bye.
Bye,
Carol. Love y'all.